You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am rejoined with Tammy Haldeman. We are rolling along today. It's a beautiful Sunday. We appreciate all you guys tuning in.
Yep. And we're here going to talk about five things renters should know about owning. So for renters who are wanting to become homeowners, just know that there's a big transition from apartment living or to renting to owning a home. There's a major shift that needs to go into your thought process. So Doug and I are going to share a little bit of that with you.
It's funny because thinking back to the subprime days, I was working with a broker, my first job, and there was one loan officer in our office that did a lot of subprime loans and some people with some really bad credit, and they were still getting even no money down back in the era of loans that never should have been made in the first place. Mm-hmm. Can't tell you how many phone calls he got from people he'd done loans for saying, I want to give the house back.
My
sink's broken. I want to give the house back.
Right. Because they get used to someone else fixing that stuff.
Right. Yeah. Or, my sink's broken. Who's going to come fix it?
Back then it was the Yellow Pages.
Well, his answer was, okay, go in your bathroom and get in front of the mirror, look in the mirror. No. That's who's going to fix
it. That's who's going to do it.
Right. Yeah. You're going to be responsible.
Yeah, there's a lot that you give up by owning your own home, but then there's a lot of pride that you can have when you own your own home. So one thing that you may need to consider is, here's our first one, is that you need to understand how your financial investment is changing. Doug, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, because that's a big deal, is that the financial investment's changing. When you're paying rent, the rent that's going to the landlord is the one that's responsible for trash pickup and taxes and insurance and the association fees and repairs and maintenance and capital improvements that have to happen too. But as a renter, you're not really aware of all those things. So you have to be very clear on how your financial investment's changing. So on top of your monthly payment, you have to budget in enough to do all of those other things.
Right. That's a big thing for some people, for sure, to go from that to having to take care of all that stuff yourself.
Well, and part of that financial investment is the tax deduction that comes along with it that you didn't experience before. That helps offset some of those extra costs.
For sure. So that kind of leads us to the next one, because you're going to need to be happy with your location for the long term. So what Doug's saying is, when you own a home, there is a little tax benefit that you have for owning your own home.
Well, but being happy with location long term, as a renter, you can bounce around from one place to another, and you want to change areas, you just change areas after your lease is up.
That's right.
But when you buy a house, it's not quite that easy to get out of it. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to sell within the first couple of years, you may not have appreciated enough to even pay the real estate commissions whenever you want to sell.
Exactly.
So it's important that you think a little bit longer term, and in most cases, don't buy a house unless you know you're going to live there a couple of years and then turn into a rental. Don't buy a house unless you know you're going to live there for several years, and think a little long term about how your needs are going to change over the next several years.
Right. If you're going to have kids, if you're going to stay in the job in that area for your job, you got to consider all that stuff. That's for sure.
All right, Tammy, this next one's one of our personal favorites, and that is that you may need to abide by new rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's homeowner association rules turn into a big deal. There could be rules around trash pickup, curfews, the animals you have, the size of the animal.
Mm-hmm.
All those are rules that are a big deal. And you and I experienced that when we moved into our current neighborhood, there were rules around the trampoline, there were rules around the setback. Even the trampoline couldn't be, it had to be at least 30 feet from the property line. It could be rules around the fences required around a pool or around a trampoline.
Yeah, there definitely are different rules. Now, some of that may be true when you're a renter. A lot of times you'll have a pet deposit, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when you live in an area, sometimes they don't allow dogs. I mean, pit bulls or
how about
any
our neighbor doesn't allow on-street parking overnight.
Right, on-street parking, that's a big one. Yeah, and now that we are experiencing it, we kind of like it. Now you don't have to weave around cars and everything, but at first it was an adjustment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next on the list is that they'll need to get into the mindset of an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is not going to be somebody that's going to come fix your house for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to forward think things, and becoming a good homeowner is important. So knowing to disconnect your hose before it freezes outside. Okay. Tammy's laughing at me because as an experienced homeowner, I still made that mistake not that long ago. Get a little distracted. You don't go on that side of the house and you just kind of forget to unhook hose.
I'm just as responsible.
But there's so many things like that that you have to get in that mindset of being an owner.
Checklists are good. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And reminding yourself of little things that you're only doing once a year, mm-hmm. and maybe setting reminders in your calendar to do them.
So here's another one. That's probably one of the bigger things that can affect you, and you wouldn't think so, but that's knowing your neighbor and how they can affect your property value. So if you're moving into an area that has there's no real rules about what kind of homes are built next to you or are around you, you may be the best property on the block, but that could affect you when it comes time to selling. That's a big, big one I see people get into trouble with. And then also, you know, in a renter situation, you kind of expect neighbors to be loud and you know, just busy, a lot of people going in and out. But in a neighborhood, sometimes that happens. When we were here, our neighbors behind us, their son played the music at 2 a.m. in the morning. He had no idea that he was doing it, though.
That his outdoor speakers were on.
Yeah,
right?
Their outdoor speakers were on. So Doug has to get up and go over because I can't
door.
Sleep through that.
Well, it's some other ways that this can affect you, too. I mean, mm-hmm. We had a client who wanted to sell their house, and the neighbor behind them had painted their house this bright pink. It was like this neon glow of pink coming from this house. And all the buyer's feedback that kept coming back was, you know, they hated the looking at that pink house behind them.
That's a shame.
And nobody wanted to buy it. So something like that can affect your property value that you never predicted.
It can.
All right, so if you want to see the five things that renters should know about owning, okay, because it might not even be for you. It might be for somebody you know, and you want to send them to them. Go to our website and download them or copy them off there at smartwithyourmoney.com. And also be sure and visit our Facebook page. Search Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit that like button on there like 3,000 other St. Louis folks have done. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week. Yeah.